Okay, we are up to Perek Zion here in Divrei Hayamim Beis, the seventh Perek, and we continue Shlomo HaMelech, having built the Beis HaMikdash, and he brings the Aron in, and now he continues what exactly happened on that fateful day and the week, and describing the celebration, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response to Shlomo HaMelech. That's what we have here, and again, a parallel is found back in Malachim Aleph. Ukechala Shlomo, so we are Perek Zion Pasuk Aleph. Chalas Shlomo Lispalel. When Shlomo HaMelech finished davening, remember he davened, let this be a place where the Jews' tefillah is heard and answered. So when he finished davening, V'cha'esh yarda me'ashamayim, a fire came down, V'tochal ha'ola v'hazvachim. A fire came down from heaven and ate up the ola and the zvachim, the karbanos, uchvod Hashem malei asabayis. And the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu filled the house. Right, a fire came down. This is not mentioned back in Sefer Malachim. Maybe partially because Ezra HaSofer, when he wrote this, he wants to be mechazik the idea of Kedushas HaMikdash, and he wants everybody to recognize the godless of the Kedusha, and therefore, here he writes specifically what happened, that a fire came down. We know that there's a mitzvah daraisa to light a fire in the Beis HaMikdash every single day. That's mitzvah in Sefer HaChinuch and Parshas Tzav, mitzvah kuf lamed beis, lahavir eish al hamizbeach b'chol yom tamit, to always have a fire. Klomar lahasim bo eitzim baboker ben arbaim, to put wood there. And the Chinuch quotes the Gemara in Yuma Daf Chaf Aleph. Afa pisho eish yorei min hashamayim. Even though fire comes down from heaven, mitzvah lahavi min ahedyod. It's a mitzvah to bring from hedyod. Even though it comes down, it's a mitzvah to light a fire. V'yal yiksha alecha lomar mayi mitzvah zu. Al kalpanim ayelo mahaver eish. I have to light a fire anyway for the karbanos. No, you have to have a fire there always. And what's the shorish of this mitzvah? Yadua adavar beinenu, says the Chinuch, Hashem always likes to cover up miracles. The great miracle that Hashem does for man in his great goodness, la'olam yaseh derech seser. He always likes to do in a hidden way so that you have to try to figure it out. It's not obvious. And it appears as if it's natural. O bekarav lateva, or close. Kigam b'neis kriyas yamsuf, shahaya neis meforsam. Even kriyas yamsuf, it says, vayolach Hashem ezayam beruach kadim azau, kol ha'layla was a very strong easterly wind, vayasam ezayam lacharava, vayibaku amayim, vamaskilim yavinu, and the maskilim will think, ki inyan seser ze lamailas ha'adon v'shiflus ha'makabel. Because it's the gavus of Hashem, you have to figure it out. You have to see, you have to understand. It's not obvious, and that's what it says here. The fire came down from Shamayim and ate the karbanos. This is one of the times, we'll get to a Bezer a little bit later, one of the times that a fire came down from heaven. V'lo yachlu ha-konim lavo al-beis Hashem, and the konim couldn't be there, right? It sounds like the Har Sinai. Ki mali kvod Hashem al-beis Hashem, because Hashem's coven filled the beis Hashem, that was the fire. V'chol b'nei Yisrael ro'im beredas ha'ish. All b'nei Yisrael see when the fire came down, u'chvod Hashem al-abayis, v'yikru apayim artsa. They bow down, al-haritzpa, on the ground. Vayishtachavu, they bowed, vahodos l'Hashem kitov, ki li'olam chasdo. And they thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the opportunity to be able to create the home for him. Right? The bowing down al haritzpah, this was only done in the Beis HaMikdash. We know one is not allowed to bow down on a stone floor anywhere else in the world. Only in the Beis HaMikdash. Right? It's called the Isser of Evan Maskis. Right? If there is a separation between one's face and the floor, that's fine. That's why by Nefilas Apayim, by what we call Tachnun, there always has to be a separation between one's face and the floor. Right? There's no din that one has to be wearing long sleeves to say Tachnun. Sometimes people have the misconception that their arm has to be covered for Tachnun. There's no such halacha. One's face has to be covered. So usually, if I put my arm, if I feel a sapayim, the tsura is by going down on my arm. So if my arm is between my face on the floor, that's not a hefsek. My arm is me. So that's why you say, okay, you have a sleeve. That's mafsek. But you don't need that. If you have a table, if you have a shtender, if you have a sitter, anything. Whatever one has, one just needs a hefsek between one's face and the floor. That's also why on Yom Kippur, when we go down, one should have a hefsek between one's face and the floor when we go down the minhag of going down. The Ramah quotes this at the end of Arachayim Kuf Lamet Aleph, Asur l'chol adam, lipol al panav, bepishud yadayim v'raglayim, afilu im ein sham evan maskis, avalem no texas al sido mutter. Im ein sham evan maskis. V'chein yasu b'yam ha-kipurim, k'dofer al-paneyem, you put some asavim, k'dein lahafsik Bein hakarka v'chein noagim. You put a little hefsek there because outside the Beis HaMikdash, one is not allowed to do this. So that's what happens. They bow down on the Ritzpah. V'amelech v'cholam zofchim zevach l'fnei Hashem. And the king and the whole Am is giving karbanos. You know, karbanos are the way that we connect. Later on in the parak, Hashem calls the house, this Beis HaMikdash, a Beis Zevach. It's the house of karbanos, right? Karbanos, Rav Hirsch writes in Vayikra, karbanos is from the word karov, right? To come close, right? Sacrifice is not really a great translation. But karov, he writes at the beginning of Vayikra, the idea of a karban is far away from all this. It is never used for a present or gift. It is used exclusively with reference to man's relation to God. It can only be understood from the meaning which lies in the root karov. Karov means to approach, to come near, so to get into close relationship with someone. That is the idea and the messages of a karban. Right? The Ramban talks about this in the Vayikra. Right? Adam brought a karban. Noach brought a karban. Says the Ramban, I don't agree with the Rambam's pshat, that karbanos are just anti-avodah zarah. And there's this urge and this taiva to bring, and therefore it's channeled to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Ramban, after quoting the Rambam, no. Elohim divrei havai. He's not into this. Yirpu shever gadol v'kushi rabba l'nikla. The pasuk says it's reach nichoach l'Hashem. Reach nichoach, that means Hashem loves it. Right? And it's not just there's nobody in the world. He gets off the teva and he brings a karban. But it is about a connection. It's creating a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and when we see the different parts of the animal, we should think that it's happening to us. Right? That's the Ramban in the beginning of Vayikra. That's why Shlomo and all the Am bring many karbanos. Vayizbach pasakeh, vayizbach v'alach Shlomo, es zevach, habakar, eser mishlaim, elef, 22,000 cattle, v'tzon meyav eser melef, 120,000 sheep, vayachnechu, es beis olokim, hamelef v'chol am, and it was all consecrated. The Kohanim are standing. Hashem Asher Asa. The Kohanim are there. The Levim are there. David HaMelech. Asher Asa David HaMelech Lohodos Lashem Kilam Chasto. Bahalel David Biadam. With the Hallel of David. What does that mean? So some of Farshim say here it means David HaMelech made the instruments. But others say it means, no, with the words of David. Bahalel David Biadam. They sung words of Tehillim. They sung words of Tehillim. The Radak says, Klei Shir, Sha'asa David Lahalel, O Pirusho, Bahalel David, Shahayu Omrim, Hamizmorim, Sha'asa David. Right, the two deos in the Radak, whether it's referring to the instruments or the songs. If it's referring to the songs, right, just like we do. We use David HaMelech songs. Right, we say every morning in Baruch Sha'amar, U'beshirei David Avdecha Nahalelcha. Rav Salvechik made a big focus on that phrase. He says, "Ubishiri David Avdechan Alocha." Who are we? And this was a common theme in Rav Soloveitchik's writings. Who are we to come close to Hashem and start talking to Him? The finite and the infinite, expecting a relationship, expecting that we're gonna get somewhere and we're gonna deepen. Right? Just who are we to suppose that there could be a relationship? That's the David HaMelech. We use his words. He was a navi. That's the matir. And we say, Ubishibe, at the beginning of Pesukim de Zimra, we say, Ubishibe David Avdecha Nahalelcha, with the words of David we praise you, and that's why we're allowed to do it. We're not making up our own words. We're using the words of David HaMelech, Ubishibe David Avdecha. And that's what they did there. Bahalel David Biyadam. That's one shot of the Radak. Vayikadei Shlomo Estoch HaChatzer, and Shlomo HaMelech sanctified the Chatzer, Asher Lefnei Hashem. Why? Ki has Hashem olos v'schal yeshlamim. Because there were many karbanos. Ki mizbach anachoshes azarash Shlomo lo yachol lahatilas olav esamin chazachalavim. The mizbeach that Shlomo had built, the main mizbeach, there wasn't enough for all these hundreds of thousands of karbanos. Machlokes tanoim in zvachim dach nuntes, going over to Samach. What does this mean? What does this passage mean? That he sanctified el toch hachatzer. I see the Radak quotes 2 days, the Mefarish quotes 2 days. Some say he was sanctified the ritzpah, the floor. The floor, usually you have to bring karbanos on the top, on the mizbeach, but there was so many, he gave kedushas mizbeach to the floor. Ki ritzpas hazara kidesh lasos bo ha'olos. Kamala mizbeach, letzorach shal rov olos. Only here, because you didn't have a choice, you had to do it. The Yesh Omrim says, no, maybe he built another mizbeach in that spot, and in that way they were able to do all the karbanos. Vayas Shlomo, or even before that, he made the other... He might have made the fire on the new mizbeach that was built. There was a beautiful Rabbeinu Bachai. Rabbeinu Bachai in Parsha Shmini. On Parsha Shmini, you see why it has to do with Shmini, he quotes 12 times fire came down from heaven and served the purpose. Yud Beis Isho, Sunaflam and Hashemayim, Bedoros, Ubizmanim Chalukim. She Sheish Beim, six of them were good fires. Hayula Kabbalas HaKarban, Vederach Ritzui, Verachmanus. And six of them or because of anger and vengeful, right? Obviously, that's why this is in Parsha Shmini by the sons of Aaron. Ha'achas ye'esh ha'zos she'yardu l'kabal ha'karbonas ha'lalu she'nischanak b'ma mishkan v'teitzei esh m'lefnei Hashem v'tochal ala mizbeach. V'shein is number two, v'yimei Gid'on, right, with a malach, and he goes, he talks about that one. Then he talks about number three, Shlishis is by Shimshon, esh yardu b'yimei Menoach, k'shenigla ha'malach l'ishto. That's number three. Four, b'yimei David, Kishebo hadavar ala am bekana David, hamakom bagoran aravna yevusi. Chamishis b'yimei Shlomo. That's us. Kishenimlam binyan gnishlam binyan beis hamigdash. When the beis hamigdash was finished, dechziv ukechalo Shlomo lespalel va'ish yarda min hashemayim v'tochal olos v'zokam hashkfor Hashem malias habayis. V'im yishala sholam osrocha eish azos. Why do you need the fire to come down when Shlomo built the beis hamigdash? It was already from the days of Moshe. That fire never went out, and it traveled with them. Why do you need another fire now? Tshuva sadvarim. Look what he says. It says in Shmini, Mizbeach HaNechoshes, what does the Pesukim say? There wasn't enough room. They had to build another Mizbeach. So in the Chatzer, how do you light that on fire? You can't just light a match. You can't bring the fire out from the Azara because that's a Nifsal B'yotzei. V'hayu Rashon L'havi El Tocha Chatzer Eish Minachutz Kitiei Zara. So what are you supposed to do? Hashem came down and lit the fire, and that's how this mizbeach on the floor, that's how it functioned. Vayasa Shlomo pasaches. Vayas Shlomo esachag beesahi. Shlomo Melech made a holiday in that time. Shivas yamim. V'chol Yisrael imo kal gadol ma'od. Milavo chamas anach mosraim. 7 day holiday on the completion of the Beis Hamikdash. When was that holiday? It was in Tishrei. When in Tishrei? Well, let's see. It was the 7 days right before Sukkot, because altogether there were 24 days. Vayasu b'yam hashmini atzeres ki Chanukah asam mizbeach asu shivas yamim ve'achag shivas yamim. Chanukah asam mizbeach was 7 days and Sukkot was 7 days. Ah, says the Radak, quoting the Gemara Moed Katan Daf Tes. What do you mean that Yom Kippur is in those 7 days before Sukkot? So what do you mean they made a party? Says Radak, yeah, they made a party. They ate on that Yom Kippur. And that's what the Gemara says in Moed Katan on Daf Tes. They ate on that Yom Kippur. How could they eat? Shlomo Melech says, it's Hara Shah. You have to eat on that Yom Kippur. Right? He was, is that Kumvasei? Kumvasei eating. Says the Gemara, Am Reb Yochanan, Am Reb Parnach, Am Reb Yochanan, Osa Shana Lo Asu Yisrael Az Yom HaKippurim. They didn't do it. Vayudogim Vaomrim Shemin Ischaibu Sonem Shay Yisrael Kaliyah. Maybe we're Chayiv Misa. Maybe we did the wrong thing. Yatasa Baskol Vayamar Lahem. Baskol goes out from heaven and says, Kulchem Mizumanim L'Chayei HaOlam Haba. You're all invited. You're all Mizuma to Olam Haba. Don't worry. You did the right thing by eating on Yom Kippur. Rashi quotes there, Lefisha Shiva Yamim Shalafnei Sukkis Kol Yom Asu Simcha Umishte. Right, that's what our pasuk says. And the Gemara says, but they darshan the Kavachomer, Uma Mishkan, Shein Kedusha Kedushas Olam. If the Mishkan, which does not have eternal Kedusha, Vikarban Yachid, and they brought the Nesiim's Karbanos, and that's Doche Shabbos, which is an Isser Skila. So the Mikdash, which is Kedusha Kedushas Olam, it's eternal, and it's Karban Sibur, and Yom Kippur, the Anish Karis, Lo Kol Shekin, and therefore the Gemara talks about how they didn't keep Yom Kippur, right? Unbelievable, they ate on Yom Kippur. The Gemara also uses this there as one of the sources for Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. Why didn't he just make the celebration the same day as Sukkot? You're celebrating Sukkot and you're celebrating the Beis Hamikdash. No, separate. Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. This is one of the sources. An amazing historical note that year they ate on Yom Kippur. Ubiyom Esrim Mishlosha L'Chodesh Hashvi, on the 23rd day of the 7th month. On the 23rd day, meaning after the holiday. 23rd day, if you look in Malachim, it says on the 22nd day. So maybe it means the 22nd day they were given Rishus, the Radak says. Biyom Hashvi, Natlu Rishus Mimenu, V'lo Nasu Oso Ayom. 7th day they got Rishus, 8th day left. V'isha Hayachag. Lo Machar Shuchav Gimel. Right, the last day was the last day of Sukkot. On the 23rd, they left. So Shilach is what he do. So on the 23rd day, Shilach Esa'am La'aleim, he sent them. Shlomo sent them out. Smechim B'tovei Leiv. Good, in good spirits. Why were they happy? Because of David and Shlomo. Because of the Malchus. Because the Malchus has been stabilized and there's peace. And Shlomo sent them all out as if to be his ambassadors. Go out, bring the Kedusha out. The Beis HaMikdash experience is not just to be, it's supposed to be only in the Beis HaMikdash. It's supposed to go out. And that's what he means. Shilach Sa'am, he sent them out to take it with them. Vayachal Shlomo es Beis Hashem es Beis HaMelech. Shlomo finished building the house of Hashem and his own house. There's Kolaba Alei Shlomo lasos Beis Hashem and everything that he wanted to do in his own house. Ube Beiso and the house of Hashem and in his own house it's Liach. He was Matzliach. So it's interesting in Divrei Hayamim we don't have all the details of the binyan of Shlomo HaMelech's house that we do have back in Sefer Malachim. We do have in Sefer Malachim, but we don't have here. If you look in Rashi, in the beginning of Malachim, Aleph Perek Zayin, there he talks about how Shlomo took 13 years to build his house. But he only took 7 years to build the Beis HaMikdash. Only 7 years. Why? Because to do the Mikdash, he was Mezaris himself. Rashi says there in Perek Zayin, Shebemelechas gavoa nizdares, ubishla ubishalo nisatzel, ubishivcho siper hakasuf. Because there the Pasuk says how long it took. How long it took for each one? He says, "Va'yivneo sheva shana." The Beis HaMikdash it took 7 years. Ves beiso bana Shlomo shloshes reishana. Va'yichalos kol beiso. So it took him 13 years to build his own house, but only 7 years to build the Mikdash. Va'yera, and what happens? Va'yera Hashem al Shlomo balayla. Hashem comes to Shlomo at night. Hashem comes to Shlomo at night. Va'yomer lo. Why did he come at night? Why did he come at night? Let's continue for a minute. Va'yomer lo. Shamathi es tefila secha. I've heard your tefila. What did Shlomo ask if you remember? Please listen to their tefilos and when they have difficult times, listen and answer them. If they have a famine and they daven, answer them. So Hashem says here, I'm going to. Shamathi es tefila secha. Uvacharti b'makam hazeh li lebeis zevach. As we said before, Hashem calls it a beis zevach, a house of karbanos. I've chosen this place. Heinetzar ha-shamayim lo yematar. If there's ever a drought, v'natzavel chagav lechol aretz, or if there's ever a locusts attacking, v'mashalach dever ba'ami, or if there's pestilence, v'kan'u ami, if they humble themselves, asher nikrash mi aleihem, v'yispalalu, they davin, v'yivakshu fanai, v'yashuvu midachem arav, they do tshuva, ani eshma min ha-shamayim. V'aslach hatasam, I'll forgive them, derech this house. V'erpolakol artsam. Why does Hashem bring in the negative here? Like you would think it's such a celebration. So it could just be because that's what Shlomo HaMelech said. Shlomo said, please, when it's difficult, please help them. But the Medrash says that Shlomo HaMelech, all the years he built the Beis HaMikdash, he kept focused, he kept serious, he didn't drink. Medrash, Vayikra Rabba, Yud Beis, Hey, Amar Abudin, Kolos and Sheva Shanim Shabon and Shlomo Beis HaMikdash, all the 7 years, Lo Shasa Bohem Yayin, he didn't drink any wine, Kivan Shebina O, Venasa Basya Basparo, right after he built it, he married the daughter of Paro. Oso halayla, shasa yayin. That night he drank wine, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, what, you're having simcha for your wife? Simcha for the Beis HaMikdash? Hashem was very upset. Bosa shah, ola al daito lahachar vizi Yerushalayim. There was already a thought. And Shlomo overslept. Vaya Shlomo yashin adalat shows bayom, right, famous medrash, and he had the keys to the Beis HaMikdash under his pillow. And there's a machlokas in the Medrash. Who went to wake him up? Did Bathsheba go away to wake him up? Did Yerubal, 1,000 Jews went to wake him up? So, different place. So, suggests some that that's why Hashem, at this stage, you know, gets a little negative. And he says, if you don't follow my ways, because Shlomo HaMelech is right, he married Basparo. The Meshechachma on the piece in Vayigash, we mentioned this in other contexts, where he talks about that Yaakov Avinu was the only Av to have a Maros Halayla, because it shows that I'm going to be the Av even in Galus for you. A Maros Halayla. So at the end of that piece, he quotes this story. And he quotes, that's why Shlomo HaMelech had a Mara of Laila here, because there's already a Shemetz that's going to lead to the Galus, and therefore, that's why he saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Maros Halayla. So Hashem says, if you follow my ways, then I'll stay with you. And then, you know, I will keep the promise to David HaMelech and will keep it be in the family. Ata, and he says, Pasuk Tezva, beautiful Pasuk. Einai yiyu psuchos. My eyes will always be open. Va'aznai kashuvos. L'tfilas hamakom hazeh. This place, my ears and my eyes will always be there. I will always listen to tfilas in this place. V'yata bocharti v'kdash yisabayis hazeh liyoshmi shamar olam. I have chosen, I have sanctified this house. V'yu einai v'libi sham kalayamim. V'yata em teilech lefanai. Kasher olach David avicha. If you follow my ways like David, your father did. V'lasos g'chol asher tzivisicha. V'chukatai mishotei tishmor. If you do that, v'akimosi eskisim achusecha. Then I will establish Your kisa, your throne, will stay forever. Kasher karati lo David avicha leimar, like I had the covenant with David. Lo yikaris b'cha ish Moshe be Yisrael. Vim tishuvanatem, but if you go away, if you stray, va'azavtem chukosai mitzvosai, and you leave, va'alachtem avatem lim achirim v'shtachvisem lahem, you should know it's not going to last. Unetashtem yalad masiyah sher nasati lahem v'sabayis hazer sher katati l'shmi ashlich me'apana. I'm going to throw this house down. I'm going to throw the house. I'm going to throw away my shechina. And people will give mishalim and say, oh, the destroyed house, like that, like the house of God. Elyon, this house, yisham, it will be desolate. And he continues and says, only if you follow my ways. And you have to make sure you follow the ways, because if not, you know, there is schar va'onesh. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him. This is Perek Zayin in Divrei HaYamim Beis.